started on individuals to... I don't know anyone that's got rid of all their tradition yet.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I don't, honestly. No one has ever walked in the finished work of Calvary since Jesus ascended. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
No one has come to the fullness of what Jesus finished on Calvary. Man has reached out and touched every move and has violated every visitation that has been in this earth. I've been in every one since latter rain. And I've saw man reach his hand in and try to get the glory, try to lift himself up, and have learned every visitation God has ever given us. This visitation that's coming, that's already beginning, is going to be such a fantastic visitation of the Spirit that man's not going to be able to detour or to deviate from what he's doing. Because the time has arrived. The set time to favor Zion has come.
Hallelujah.
In the 102nd Psalm it says, the set time is come for God to remember Zion.
Yes.
And then it says, I'm not going to preach on that, but then if you look at that Psalm, and you'll find in the 13th verse, it's time for God to visit or remember Zion again.
Yes.
Then if you read on, you'll find where it said, and when the Lord builds up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Now that's what he's doing in this hour. He's hand-picking. He's hand-picking saints and bringing them to Zion in the third day, that he can raise up a nation in a day. Oh, hallelujah. Do you remember what he said in the book of Matthew? Let me turn over there and read that, because some people just cannot turn loose of their traditional teaching. I'll just read this one verse, because I don't intend to go this route unless the Father desires it. Hallelujah. If I can find it right quick. It's in the, I think in the 23rd chapter of Matthew. Where Jesus said, the kingdom will be taken away from you. He said, I'm taking the kingdom away from you. See, some people cannot turn loose of the thoughts that the Jews are God's special people. 21:43. He said, the kingdom, therefore, shall be taken away from you and given unto a nation, not a church. Hello?
Yes.
He didn't say church.
That's right.
He said, it'll be given unto a nation that shall bring forth the fruit thereof.
Yes.
Now the fruit thereof, you know what Paul said about the fruit, 5th chapter of Galatians. Oh, hallelujah. Not fruits, but fruit.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And the first one is love.
Amen.
God is love.
Amen.
He that loveth is born of God.
Amen.
And the whole world is groaning and waiting for a manifestation of God in the earth today.
Amen.
And all they're seeing is somebody wanting to build up numbers in their church.
That's right.
Let's get with the Spirit.
Yes, glory.
And let's begin to manifest God in the earth.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The time is come.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said, oh, that 102nd Psalm is talking about David. Well, if you read the 18th verse, you'll find that it's not talking about David. Because it says in the 18th verse, the people that I shall create.
Yes, glory.
They weren't even created then.
Hallelujah, that's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
But you and I are the creation of God for this end time.
Hallelujah.
You ought to thank God that He allowed you to be birthed in this hour that you're living.
Thank you.
Because you're going to see the consummation of all things.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. I wouldn't swap places with any dispensation in the whole universe.
Amen.
Because I know what God is doing right now.
Amen.
He's getting the people in His hand, picking them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you see the revelation of this visitation, you better thank God that He chose you.
Yes.
He chose you. Genesis 1:1 said, in the beginning. Hallelujah. God, Elohim, plurality God, created the heavens. That's the heavenly dimension. Now in King James, there's no period there, but there should be one.
Amen.
You get quiet. Because in Ephesians 1:4 it said, and He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. There had to be a period there because He couldn't create the earth till He called your name. Oh, glory to God. He couldn't create the earth until He called my name. Oh, praise God. And in the 38th chapter of Job, we shouted hallelujah when Jesus and Lucifer sang a special. And all the sons of God shouted.
Yes, that's right.
That included you. That included me.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know if you're traditional, you've done turned me off. But I'm here to tell you God is at work in this very hour to manifest Himself and His glory in the whole universe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And He cannot do it through a traditional people.
Amen.
Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
Now, so let's... Somebody said, well, it's harvest time. They don't even know what harvest time is.
Amen.
They think harvest time is going out and gathering in the people or gathering in the saints, but that's not what harvest time is. The Bible said at harvest time the Jordan outspread his banks, overrun his banks all the time through the harvest. Jordan is a type of death. Death is on the rampage this morning. Death is out of his banks, drive in, drive out by shootings, killings in the schools, and people are dying by the thousands everywhere. Death is on the rampage. And I know it's a sign of the harvest.
Yes, hallelujah.
Mm. So this is a sign that it's time for you and I to put our foot in Jordan's banks on the river and watch God part the river.
Hallelujah.
And listen to me, elders. You've got to stand there in the overflow of the river until all of God's people get crossed. And when they cross over, we can go on over there. But we've got to stand there in the waters of death until God's people get over. Are you willing to do it? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to stand in the middle of death until God's people can cross over on the banks of the promised land? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, what's going on before the crossover? They hadn't kept one of the ordinances of God in 40 years. All they wanted to do is to gather manna The church ain't worth a flip today. All they want to do is get something to eat. Get out and gather the manna. And wear their clothes that don't give out. Shoes that won't wear out. But God's got something better for us. God has something better. Listen, saints, grow up. Grow up.
Hallelujah.
I teach that to people at this assembly. If you call me, they don't call me much. Because when they call and want to say, well, I want you to pray, I'm in trouble. I said, I'll ask God to give you more trouble. Put more on you. He ain't put more on you able to bear. Oh, I learned a long time ago, God censures every day. Oh, hallelujah. And every day that I live, He censures it. And He takes out everything I can't bear. Because He said, I won't put more on you than you can bear.
Right. Amen.
If there's more in that day than I can stand, He pulls it out.
Yeah. Right.
I love the Lord because I found out, hey man, His love passes all understanding.
Amen.
That's what I love about the book of Lamentations. Jeremiah didn't tell Israel, I told you so, when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem and carried them down into Babylon. He didn't say, I told you so. He goes out and laments for 90 days. And he writes four funeral poems and songs. And the fifth chapter, he changes it. Hallelujah. In the fourth chapter, he puts the limit on the devil. He can't go but so far. But in the fifth chapter, the limit's taken off because he's talking about the unlimitedness of God. Talking about hope and mercy.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God! When you learn your Bible, you'll learn how to stand the problems and the trials and laugh in the devil's face. He can't do a thing to you. Well, glory to God. Well, let me share with you what we're about to step into.
Amen.
Now.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Right now. Not tomorrow. It's right now. If your faith is sufficient, you can do it.
Amen.
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 5, and this is going to be the theme, because we are not talking about the Passover of deliverance and the Passover redemption. I'm assuming that you are redeemed. How many of you know you are redeemed? Hallelujah! Then it's time that you begin to walk in the Passover of conquest. And that simply means it's time to take what God has promised you. Hello? Read with me, Bob, in the first verse, the fifth chapter of the book of Joshua.
And it came to pass.
Now listen to where it starts. It came to pass. The time is here.
Yes, that's right.
Everything else is past.
Yes.
Now it's time.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all the kings of the Amorites.
Now listen to the word now. Everybody say A-double-L. All the kings of the Amorites.
Which were on the side of Jordan westward.
Now, I can't take time to break all these words down, but let me show you something. How many of you know everything has gone westward? Everything has moved westward. It started in the east. And it's moved westward. Oh, I know. A lot of folks say, well, the lost tribes of Israel, they never was lost to God. God had them hid.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And, but somebody said, well, what did the United States come in? Well, you just got to know your history. Come on. Ephraim was the 13th tribe of Israel. And whenever Judah come over in England and Ephraim, they headed westward. This country was established how? With 13 colonies, 13 stars in our flag. Ephraim was the 13th tribe. I am getting to know all that, but we are here because God's destiny. And now destiny has brought us to this very hour.
Amen.
It came to pass that all the kings of Canaan, Canaanites, I wish I had time to break that down and talk about the Canaanites, but I don't have the time. And then he said, all the kings of the Amorites. Oh, hallelujah. But here's what God's doing right now. My Father.
And all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the water.
Now listen to what happened. They heard. Somebody has got to have a move of God, and it's got to be heard.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. What do you think Pentecost become so popular for? It was noised abroad. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But I'm not talking about, you see, if you could understand what Brother Nolan was saying, just one breath of God, this building wouldn't hold the people, the yards wouldn't hold the people. Hallelujah. And I know I've witnessed these things, and I'm not talking about something that I don't know. I remember when holiness first got begun in the South here, in Lincolnton, Georgia, Crossroad Congregational Holiness Church. Brother Pat Myers, little Pat Myers, about 5 foot tall. Hallelujah. Wore garters on his sleeves. Stood up to dismiss the congregation on a Wednesday night. About 12 to 15 people there. And while he was praying, the Holy Spirit blanketed that church. And before he got through praying, the church was full. The yard was full. It's coming through the windows to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then they talk about revival in this day. And they want to have a revival maybe Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No, sir. When revival breaks out, it's morning, noon, and night. There's no stopping it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the evangelist can't hold up. Well, let him shut up. God can use other folks. Don't get it in your head. You're the only one God can use. I know what's going to happen. I saw the vision. I know what God is going to do. God has already told me, said, you can't do it. And I said, I can't, no, I don't want to do it. I'll do my part and I'll hunt me a place and rest. These other preachers can do it. Hello. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But here's what God is just on the very verge of doing. When they heard, they're already rumors. People are already, these big churches are already shaking in their boots. They don't know. They have thousands in attendance. But they don't know what to do.
That's right, amen.
Let me tell you something, preacher. You can't pastor but just so many people. If you've got 200, you've got an equivalent of 500 to pastor. There ain't no way under the sun you can handle that. So you're going to have to turn it loose. Get you some elders and let them have responsibility.
Amen. Yeah.
Somebody asked me one time, said, what if God sent 250 people in here? I said, well, I'd divide it among these five elders. Well, who is you, pastor? the five elders to see that they were doing it right.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I can hear them five. I'm telling you, like God wants it set up.
Amen.
When they heard, whoo, hallelujah, what God had done. He had dried up the water, and Israel had come across.
Amen. That the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan before, from before the people of Israel. Until we were passed over.
And until we were passed over. You know what God's waiting on? Come on. Until you lay down your tradition and come on over.
Hallelujah.
Into this third day. Hallelujah. Quit trying to practice your little churchianity. Your religiosity.
Amen.
Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Do's and don'ts. Don't, God don't give a flip about what you eat or drink or how you dress. That Holy Spirit, that Spirit that's in you is just as pure as it'll ever be.
That's right.
Anything you can do to make it any holier.
That's right.
And anything you can do with your stinking flesh. But he's dealing with that soul.
Yes.
And when he gets that soul lined up with the Spirit,
hallelujah,
you won't have no more problem with the flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
So why don't you just quit and say, God, it's entirely up to you.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I used to be a clothesline preacher. Yeah. Oh, God, I'd preach against everything. But I, God sent me to Africa at the foot of the mountain of the moon. They had never saw a white man. They didn't know what clothes was. And there I am preaching a bunch of heathens. Oh, hallelujah. And the old chief held up his hand, and I paused and asked the interpreter what he wanted. And he said, how can I get this Christ in me that you're talking about? Good God, you can't hardly explain the new birth to educated people. Much less to a bunch of heathens. And I didn't know where to go, and I didn't know what to do. I just leaned heavily on the Lord. And the Holy Spirit said, wind, wind. I knew what he was talking about. And I just leaned on, and then the Spirit quickened to me about Jesus preaching to Nicodemus. It's like the wind. And I said, it's like your breath. Just breathe. Breathing, and all whole tribe began to take in Christ. And all of a sudden they began to shout. And every last one that accepted the Lord come back to the next service with a banana leaf or some tied over their nakedness. And I said, God, I'll never tell anybody how to dress from this day forward. You can teach a heathen, you ought to teach educated Americans.
That's right, that's right. Praise your name. That's good, hallelujah.
Well, glory to God.
That's right.
All right, now listen to what he said.
Until we passed over that their heart melted. Amen. Neither was their spirit in them anymore.
All right.
Because of the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
I couldn't finish. I couldn't preach all of that. I couldn't teach all of that in a month, teaching just one verse. But I want to show you what's going to happen. All these Nephilim spirits that we're fighting. You know what? Nephilim is a Hebrew word for giants. Hello. And we are fighting these Nephilim spirits, giants. You'd get mad if I'd call some of their names. I said, you'd get mad. Because they've turned this gospel into a mechanism and machinery of production. Trucks are leaving these Nephilim spirits' headquarters. 18-wheelers out of 18-wheelers loaded with books and tapes. And they're selling them and making merchandise out of God's property. Well, they have to have a living. Honey, any time that you put a price on something God gives you, you're out. I don't care who you are. God's not in the mercantile business. Hallelujah. Freely ye have received. Hello? What? Come on, tell me. Freely ye have received.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now if you don't do that, you're in violation.
Amen. That's right.
I said, if you don't do that, you're in a what?
Violation.
A violation of the Word of God.
Amen.
If you offend in any point, you offend in what?
All.
So why isn't God doing miracles? Why isn't God showing the world there's a better way? He's waiting on us to cross over. That we can take the spirit out of all the enemies of God. You see, you don't understand. We're fixing to take over the whole world. Some of you can't even handle your own finances. Hello. You can't handle your own finances. You can't even trust God to give 20%. Well, maybe 10%. And you're expecting him to turn loose the whole world, do you? Brother, sister, listen to what I'm telling you. There's got to be a nation that he has to rise up and raise up into this glory. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, some of these preachers, I call them ding-a-lings as far as I'm concerned. They're running out preaching prosperity. Wasting God's money with a $500 night hotel room, a motel room. Oh, God. People don't understand. You're going to the judgment.
Amen.
You don't abuse God's people.
That's right.
You don't abuse... Oh, hallelujah. Well, God expects me to have the best. That's right. But only if you give him the best.
That's it. Praise your name, Lord.
You want the best? Give him the best. Look after God's servants.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. That's what blessed us here in this on these grounds. The first meeting we had, the elders got together and said, now our first responsibility is to see that the man of God has no need.
Hallelujah, yes.
Now think of that. They don't ask me on Sunday whenever... They would count the tithes. This part's yours. And, no, sir. They say, what do you need?
That's right.
Amen.
And I don't ever abuse it.
Amen.
And I won't ever do that.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, the Spirit's got to be taken out of these nations. Oh, hallelujah. The Amorites, the Canaanites. The Spirit has to be taken out of them.
That's right. Amen.
And it's going to happen because you are enjoying a manifestation of the power of God manifest in the earth. They may not see it, but they're going to hear of it. They're going to hear of it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you that snow cut, you that's never kept an ordinance in 40 years, you're going to have to tighten your spiritual belt. You're going to have to go to keeping God's ordinances. And you can't do that until flesh has been dealt with. Oh, hallelujah. The first thing that God is going to do with the crowd that's crossing over, coming over to the other side. Read, Bob.
And at that time, the Lord said unto Joshua.
The Lord said unto Joshua. Joshua and Jesus is synonymous. Oh, hallelujah. Are you following me? Oh, glory to God. And the Lord said unto Joshua, why didn't he say unto all of Israel? Because God don't do it that way.
Amen.
I might make some of you mad, but if I do, it's all right. Get mad.
Amen.
God don't tell laity what the preacher should do.
Amen.
Never has, never will. So if you, if you're a saint in the congregation, don't get up and go to prophesy into leadership. You're out of order. Oh, praise God. Somebody said, well, they have a right to prophesy. That's right. But your prophecy is under some control in the Word of God. You hear what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got a right to prophesy comfort, but not direction.
That's right.
I'm tired of this playing on prophecy now.
Amen.
I said, I'm tired of all this junk being labeled prophecy.
Go ahead.
There's a divine order.
Amen.
And unless you come into the divine order, you'll never get into where God wants you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Is this all right?
Yes.
Come on, is this all right?
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
A fellow ran up to me one time to get to prophesy. And he said, what do you think of that word? I said, well, the word was all right. But you think it's of the devil? I said, no, it wasn't of the devil. It was of John, you. And you prophesied the part I don't believe.
That's good, brother. That's telling the truth. Tell the truth.
Remember, brother, Leonard might remember this. I was preaching in Asheville one time on a revival, and a brother jumped up and said, yay, it's winter, but spring's coming. And I said, that's never been a truer word. But he didn't have to prophesy that. Hello? The same guy kept hollering, he's the boss. That's true. You remember? Oh, hallelujah. But the Spirit is about to be taken out of these individuals that's enemies to God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. That's true.
Enemies to God. Oh, hallelujah. When God gets ready to move, how many of you know God, he moved on little old humble Samuel, a man that just loved everybody. God moved on him and told him to hack up. Come on, the king, just hack him up because he missed me. Some of you guys that's ladies that's so lovable, God's going to tell you to get a sword.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And go to cutting.
Hallelujah.
And cut everything that's flesh.
Glory be to God.
Let's get rid of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said unto Joshua,
make these sharp knives.
Get you some sharp knives.
And circumcise again the children of Israel.
Now, that word again there is a little addition that King James loves to add. You can't circumcise nobody twice.
Amen.
Hello. How many of you know what circumcision is? Raise your hand. You don't want me to explain it. You don't circumcise people twice. Some may want the whole thing cut off. I don't know. Some of you need it. I can't tell you what Watson Sauls told me when I was just a young preacher, but it's good advice and they never forgot it. Oh,
hallelujah.
If you didn't laugh, you couldn't stand this. Give you some sharp knives. Circumcise the children of Israel. King James said again, but how many of you know that ain't supposed to be there?
That's right.
All right. Read some more. I got to get off these first two
verses. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins.
And what he's talking about there, he done this at Gilgal. And Gilgal means rolling away. And he was rolling the reproach away. There's never been a time in history that the church has been under reproach like it is today.
Amen.
I mean, you can ask anybody about church and they're going to throw up something that's happened in the church. Come on. Like Jimmy Swaggart. Jim Baker. But I'm telling you, neighbor, there's been more done in Methodist and Baptist churches than they have in Holiness churches. They just make a big story out of it if it's done in a full gospel church. Oh, Lord, yeah. Look at the millions that Catholics have paid out to cover up the abnormal sex life of the priest.
Yeah.
Amen.
You better know it. True.
But let me tell you something. I'm not interested. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
What you're guilty of, I don't care.
Amen.
I represent a God that can deliver you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't care.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. I know churches that preachers have turned out individuals because they were on men because he was a little sissy and tear up the whole church. And today, what used to be a strong church is struggling to pay the light bill. Why don't you just pray God deliver these folk?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get them delivered.
Amen.
I'll tell all of you preachers, don't you ever preach something you can't practice.
That's right. That's right.
You preach against something, you be ready to deliver them, or you keep your mouth shut.
Amen. That's good.
Well, hallelujah.
Right on, brother.
If you can't deliver them, keep your mouth shut.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
We're not here at showmanship.
That's right.
I could care less about showmanship. What I want to do is to see a people that will meet God's requirements and move into the promises that God has given to us.
Amen.
All right? Read some more with me.
And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness, by the way, after they came out of Egypt.
So now let me show you something. All that come out of Egypt were circumcised, but they died in the wilderness. This is a new bunch of cats.
Amen.
We're dealing with an entirely new, oh hallelujah, different species. Thank God for the old generation. But this is another generation.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. This generation don't know about religiosity. They don't know about religiosity. Woo, hallelujah. And I'm telling you now, keep your children in a kingdom church. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't let them go to these old order churches where they teach them do's and don'ts. Because it'd be that much harder to get them to come in.
That's true.
To this moving of the Spirit.
Amen.
Don't let them know anything but the moving of the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Teach them how to yield to the Spirit. Teach them how to be led by the Spirit. Teach them how to be motivated by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And when you begin to learn how to move and flow with the Spirit, you know, some folks don't know the difference in a flow and a jerk. Now, I'm from the old order, and I know what the jerks is. Sometimes it hits me suddenly, I jerk. But I'm acquainted with him now, that he don't have to jerk me around. I can sit on a pew and let it just flow through me. And just flow. Hallelujah. Now, if it gets too strong, I have to stand up. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Come on. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But there's a whole lot of churches that don't know the difference from a flow and a jerk. Oh, hallelujah. I had never, somebody said, well, you're preaching things stupid. That's right. Ain't never been a stupid removed in what Joshua done. He is in enemy territory. And he circumcised all his army. That there's a sore they can't move. God had to protect them. If these Amorites and the Canaanites had to know what I know now, all they'd had done is come in there and kill every one of them.
Amen.
You ever hear of a general circumcising his whole army in enemy territory? Well, that's what Joshua did. Why? Why did he do it? At the command of God. Are you willing to do stupid things at God's command? Huh? Come on. Don't tell me you ain't never done nothing stupid.
Not stupid and painful.
Well, stupidity is the painfulest thing you can overcome. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How many of you are following me now? Praise God. And they stayed there, the Bible said, until they were healed. Now, how long do you think they stayed there? You see, don't just read the Bible, zip, zip, zip. Find out what's behind the scene. Find out why it says what it says. Hear the word behind the word. Let's know something about what God's doing. And why is He doing it? Because the crowd that come out of the wilderness was not circumcised, and therefore they couldn't become in the covenant with Abraham. And in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, God said, and He revealed His promise to the fathers. You got to know the fathers and who the fathers were before you can get the promises. If He revealed His promises to the fathers, who was the fathers? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And everything God ever promised, He promised to these fathers.
That's right.
Paul in Galatians said, and ye are the children of Abraham. As many as are of faith are the children of Abraham.
Amen.
But if you don't know what He promised the fathers, you can't get it.
That's it.
You got to know. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when you begin to study, some people say, I don't believe in the Old Testament. Oh my God. You're cutting out all the promises. I know the majority of it is fulfilled, but a whole lot of it hasn't been fulfilled. 80% of Revelations has been fulfilled, but there's 20% that hadn't been fulfilled.
Amen.
Let's get with it.
Yes, glory.
And let's begin to realize that there, well, glory to God. See, God cannot add to what you say. God will repeat what you say. He's our high priest. And a high priest cannot change your confession. He has to tell the Father exactly what you said. Good illustration of this, I think, is in the 13th chapter of the book of Joshua, where Joshua said, I'm old and well stricken in age. And then the Lord said, thou art old and art well stricken in age. And there's still very much land to be possessed. But do you understand what he would... Listen, land in the Old Testament is spirit in the New Testament.
Yes,
I'm here to tell you there's still very much spirit to be possessed that you don't know nothing about.
That's right.
Holiness folks don't know nothing about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Goosebumps and a dance is not what it's all about.
Right.
Tongues and prophecy is not what it's all about.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a whole lot of spirit that we haven't possessed yet.
Yeah, amen.
Are you open for it?
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, are you open for it? Well, we'll see as we go down.
Yeah.
Read some more, Paul.
Now, all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised.
See.
For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed.
Oh, they died.
Because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord sware he would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey.
When you begin to realize that the church today has bogged down, and they don't want people in the church to grow up. Hello. They want to keep them infants. They want to be bottle warmers and to put the pacifier in their mouth. and all that uses milk are unskillful in the word. And they don't want them to be skillful in the word. I want you to know the word of God. I want you to practice the word of God. Hallelujah. Some of you, I ought to give you a pass to go into the most popular traditional church that I know of and let you sit there for a while just to see what God's brought you out of. We don't have any religiosity here. Hello? Brother, I don't care how you come here to this church. God's the one that's going to deliver you.
Amen.
I don't care what you're guilty of. God's the one that's going to deliver you.
Amen.
You don't have to come down to the altar to get deliverance. Holy Ghost can deliver you right where you at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in these kingdom churches, as more people get saved during the service, than you even realize, because it's the Word that cleanses you.
Amen.
I said, it's the Word that cleanses you. It's not the preacher. Hallelujah. It's the Word that does the cleansing.
Yes, amen.
Isn't, what is it, 15 John 15:3, you're clean by what?
By the Word.
Huh? You're cleansed by the Word. John 15:3, I believe that's what it says. Oh, hallelujah. You turn over there and see. That what he said?
Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Okay. If you're clean through the word, is the word going forth?
Yes.
Huh? If you'll let it cleanse you, it will.
Amen.
Now if you have to come down here to the altar and cry and wipe snot, that's all right too.
Amen.
But there's an easier way. Hallelujah. I've took showers all over the world. In India, where you pull a string and a 5-gallon container pours out on you. In the Amazon jungle, you go to the river and wash with a loincloth on. Oh, hallelujah. I never will forget my first experience. They said a loincloth. I thought they were talking about a diaper. Well, what would you think?
Pretty close.
Well, I could use an old-time Southern word, hippin', and you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. A hippin' is a diaper. That's an old Southern expression. Oh, hallelujah. Andrew wouldn't know what a hippin' was. You wouldn't know. Oh, hallelujah. Let me go a little farther.
And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised.
All right.
For they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way.
They hadn't kept an ordinance in 40 years. They were just enjoying supernatural food. They were enjoying supernatural clothing. And what? How many of you know the church world is just enjoying healing and whatever they can get from God without doing anything? They're enjoying. They have no responsibility.
That's good. That's right, brother.
Oh, brother, put some responsibility on them. You'll go home.
Yes.
I'm going to stay home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's right on target.
Brother, you have got to grow up enough to bear your load.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Bear your responsibility.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, praise his name. Okay. Read some more.
And it came to pass, when they had done circumcise all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole.
See, they had to stay there till they were healed. There's a healing process going on in the church now. Right now, there's a healing process going on. And the healing process is you are overcoming what you have turned loose and what you have allowed God to cut off of you.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. And then when that healing process is accomplished, listen to what happened.
And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day I have rolled away the reproach.
I have rolled away the reproach. There's a healing coming into the church that's going to get rid of the reproach.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No longer will we be a reproach.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You can read that over in the book of Ezekiel. Hallelujah. You can stand without being under a reproach.
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you something. Everybody's not going to be open for what we are talking about today. Everybody's not going to come on into the third day. Everybody's not going to be saved. You say, oh, I'm going to save the world. Sorry. The world's not going to be saved. Jesus has already overcome the world.
Yes, that's right.
And he's destroyed the devil. All right, if the devil's been destroyed and the world's been overcome, what do you have? What enemy do you have? One enemy. And that's flesh. And he's circumcising that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's getting rid of that flesh that's sticking on to you.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory. Now, listen to what else he said.
Wherefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day.
Means rolling away. The reproach. All right.
And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover
now,
the 14th day.
Kept the Passover the 14th day. Now, this is not the Passover redemption.
Right.
I got there in the promised land.
Right.
This is not the Passover of deliverance.
Right.
It's the Passover of conquest.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Now they have to... Conquest means simply they have to possess what God has given them.
Yes.
Amen.
And he's promised to make you the head and not the tail.
That's right.
He promised that you are going to lend and not borrow.
Yes.
Well, glory. But I haven't come into that yet. Well, don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Just keep on walking. Keep on practicing it. And the first thing you know, God's brought you out of your prison of indebtedness and prison of affliction. And you're walking in the promised land. But before you do that,
hallelujah,
you have to change your diet.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-oh, brother. Here's where the problem starts.
Amen.
Come on. That's true. Right.
Come on. They kept the feast of Passover, and they eat of the old corn of the land.
Yeah,
is that what he said?
Right. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. These folks had never eaten the old corn. They had been used to going out and gathering up the manna. But I like the manna. That's true. By God, you love the milk. And you love to hear Jesus love you. And Jesus died to save you.
Give me Jesus.
But now your diets are changing. Instead of a 15-minute sermonette and walking out and having a cigarette.
That's okay.
Oh, great God. Am I going to have to be the only one to shout?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Go ahead. Hallelujah.
How many of you think what would happen if the preacher would preach beyond 1 o'clock? Huh? God, I wish he'd shut up. Don't he know that it's quitting time? My pot roast is going to burn. Peter tells you about it, said, whose gods are their belly? Oh, glory! How many of you know this would really go over in the traditional church?
It'd go over.
Yeah, it'd go over all right. Like a lead balloon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you want to change your diet?
Amen.
You're tired of the old traditional way of doing things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want to see a preacher preach something and then practice what he preaches. Preach on healing and heal people.
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Preach on casting out devils and cast them out.
That's right.
Ah, bless your heart. You're just too good to go through with this. Mealy mouth, hypocrites. Afraid to preach the truth. Well, I might offend somebody. My God, I hope I offend everybody.
Amen.
I ain't interested in appeasing people.
That's right.
I'm not.
Amen.
And some of these elders will tell you they the hardest thing they had to overcome was me.
Amen.
It's true. I'd tell them right straight, I ain't praying for you. God's got you right where he wants you.
Amen.
I ain't praying God deliver you. You'd have to go through it again.
Amen.
And it would even be worse the next time. So go on through it.
Amen. Yes.
I ain't never heard a preacher preach like that. I know it. But you're going to hear more of it. We are not raising up a bunch of...
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Babies playing church. Hello.
Hallelujah.
We don't want a bunch of little old infants running around here, sucking a bottle and chewing on a pacifier. Bunch of wimps. Can't stand nothing. Get a backbone in you.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You want a church that's got some backbone.
Yes.
Well, they don't sing the way I want to sing. Well, get out. Bless God. Hunt you a place where they please you. There's plenty of them. You can get any kind of church you want. But we are interested in getting you in the grounded in the Word.
Yes.
Yes. If we get you grounded and settled in the Word of God, there ain't nothing going to move you then.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bring the giants on. Woo, hallelujah. Bring the giants on. Good God, I want to get out and shake the bushes, see if I can stir up one. We'll stab some giants. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This is what God is looking for. Changing your diets. Getting rid of that 1, 2, 3 point sermons.
That's it.
Follow these 15 steps and get healed. Hallelujah. 10 steps on how to be baptized right. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't one way to baptize and that's to duck you under. Oh, how do you baptize? With water. I take the whole thing in. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I thought it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. What do you think I just said? I said, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord is the Father. Jesus is the Son. Christ is the Holy Ghost. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. My God, don't get so stupid. There's no other name but to be saved. Woo! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Don't get hung up on just words and how they sound. Let's find out how what they mean. Find out what's going on. Get out of that old traditional doctrine that everything has to go 1, 2, 3. I was preaching in India. We had 25,000 people that night, and I saw a big blue ball come up into the top of the thatched tabernacle we was in. And that thing bursted, blew all to pieces, and a blue blanket just settled down on that congregation. And over 8,000 people got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in that one service. And the man in charge of pulling my coattail. Stop it! Stop this! I said, brother, what do you mean stop it? They're not getting it right. What do you mean they're not getting it right? They're not getting it 1, 2, 3. I said, no, God's giving it to them 3, 2, 1. Good God, who's able to tell God how to do things? That's what's wrong now. Everybody has to do just like you did. Oh! It's a thousand wonders if they hadn't started the church of the mud when Jesus spit and made mud and anointed the eyes of the blind man. That's the reason Jesus never healed no two people alike in your Bible. Every one of them was different. Ooh, hallelujah. But every one of them got healed. And everybody ain't going to get healed. Hello? Healing's for everybody, but everybody don't get it. Some gets it on the other side. You got to remember there's an army on the other side and an army on this side. And the saints that's going on that know this revelation are training them that's on the other side. And the ones that's here that's willing to cross over are being trained here. And when they get trained, they're going to join up and make one army. Woo, praise God. Are we going to kick? I said, we're going to kick that devil out of his sanctuary. Now, he ain't in heaven. Oh, no, he's been kicked out of, but he's still above you. That's the reason your prayers has to be pressed to go through his inner sanctum. But we're going to kick him out.
Hallelujah.
And kick him all the way into hell.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory! Hallelujah! I'm already practicing, Brother Andrew, how to stop him.
Yes, glory. Praise God.
Oh, put that number 12 on. My God! Grind him into the dust. You and I are the most privileged people in the universe. We are going to get the last lick at the devil. Boy, I'm thrilled about it. I don't know about you. I'm thrilled about it. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when your diet is changed, then you quit using the bottle, milk, a manna. Oh, but I wrote a book about how nursing the manna is. It's over.
Yes.
It's outdated.
Amen.
But what about my book? I told Brother, Ooh, hallelujah. I told Brother W.B. Grant, me and him was good friends, senior now. I'm not talking about junior. He's in prison now. I told W.B. Grant, we was having dinner one day. He said, have you read my book? I said, brother, if you read one of your books, you've read them all. Oh, no. I said, it's so. Let me tell you something, W.B. If you ever get in touch with God, you're going to have to have a bonfire with all them books. You're going to have to burn every darn one of them. You might not understand that. But I'm here to tell you, neighbor, people that have wrote things like that, trying to make a dollar. And he said, Brother, I don't believe you said that. I said, I'll say it again. You ever get in touch with God, you have to burn every one of your books. Hello. There's going to be a burning of our church doctrine.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You mean to tell me, your little old discipline's got to be burnt? Hallelujah, because you ain't going to have time to look up, see if you can do it, or you can't do it. It's got to be written on the table of your heart.
Yeah, that's right. Hallelujah.
And when he writes it on the table of your heart, you're going to know what's right and what's wrong.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. If I'd called this now, Brother Nolan, I would know him really good, but I was preaching in this brother's church down in Gainesville, First Congregational Holiness Church. And people had got saved, numbers of got saved. One young man was going to college there on a scholarship to play basketball. He got up to join the church. And this pastor asked him, said, are you willing to surrender your scholarship to be able to join the church? He said, yeah. I knew he was lying then, because at the church we went out to eat, and I said, what did you ask that man that for? I said, it's in the discipline. I said, throw the darn discipline away. What do you care if a man play basketball or is he talking tongues? Huh? Okay. All right. This is the way the church is operating. Oh, glory, let's get on fire for God. Let the Holy Ghost speak through the burning bush. Hello! Hello! You know what the first thing he'll tell you to do? I got to unplug here this morning, but... Woo! First thing he'll tell you to do, pull your shoes off. Bro, you ain't going to stomp around in a desert barefooted long doing your own thing. You get a sand spur and you'll go to jumping up and down Shona. Here in the south, we don't have too many sand spurs, but we got a whole lot of cuckleberries. We should do the same thing if you get on them barefooted. Glory to God. Well, tomorrow I'll take up where I'm unplugging, yeah. I might tell you about the three places where there's no shoes provided. Hello? You need to hear it, because you're going to have to worship God barefooted. You're going to have to be leaders of God's people barefooted. And you're going to have to be a warrior barefooted. And if you can't meet those three requirements, forget it. Because you're not going to fit in to what God's doing in the now. Amen. Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah.
I hope you heard what I said this morning. I hope that it's went down into your spirit. That you are preparing your heart. I believe we ought to just stand this morning, raise our hands to God.
Thank you, Lord.
and just earnestly ask the Lord. Earnestly to entreat the Holy Spirit to go down into the deep of our heart. Let this word settle. Let it settle this word, Lord, in our hearts. Settle it in our hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, hallelujah. I just love you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. I love you, Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want you to be much in prayer about these services. Hallelujah. Tonight at 7:15.